It's Monday, January 6, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Vitbian. His Excellency Wang Yi, China's foreign minister, will hold discussions with Her Excellency Dr. Netumbonandi Ndaitwa, the vice president and president-elect, at the Old State House in Windhoek. This meeting is part of the official visit to Namibia, which runs until January 7. Ambassador Penda Nanda is from Namibia's Ministry of Foreign Relations.
His Excellency Wang Yi would then proceed to the coastal resort town of Sokopmund to hold official talks with His Excellency Dr. Nangolo Mbumba, President of the Republic of Namibia. Namibia and China enjoy all-weather bilateral relations characterized by close friendship and solidarity. The two countries have not only been working together at bilateral and multilateral levels, but have also been cooperating and supporting each other on international issues of common concern.
Activist Herbert Jauch examined the housing crisis, highlighting the 800 houses built in Sokopmund over the past year. He critiques the mass housing program introduced by former President Hifikepunye Pohamba, noting that despite significant financial investments, it still fell short in resolving the country's housing issues.
So what remained was the crisis, but large amounts of money had been spent without solving it. Now, what are the figures to put this in perspective? The estimated housing backlog, in other words, the number of housing units that we'd need right now to properly house every Namibian is 300,000. A few hundred houses in Swakopmund or anywhere else in the country to be constructed by NHE is just a drop in the ocean.
Find the extended interview on futuremedianews.com.na. South Africa's weather service has issued a level 8 warning for disruptive rainfall predicted over large parts of KwaZulu-Natal today and continuing until Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Free State Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs has noted with concern the severe rains and thunderstorms that have caused damage in Welkom in the Free State. Here is spokesperson Zima Sambeu.
For now, a preliminary report indicates that there are damages to the local fire station in Welkom, local petrol station, several houses and a school. Where two people who reportedly got injured at the local petrol station when the roof was blown away by the strong winds, and those people were taken to nearby hospitals.
Continentally, Rwanda-backed M23 rebels have captured a key town near the provincial capital Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo, local politicians reported on Sunday. Reuters says the Tutsi-led M23 group has been carrying out a renewed insurgency in eastern Congo since 2022. Congo and the United Nations allege that Rwanda supports the rebels with troops and weapons, a claim Rwanda denies, insisting its actions are defensive. On the international front, the judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial says the former president will be sentenced on January 10, but he won't be going to prison. The sentencing follows long delays after Mr. Trump's conviction last May, making him the first current or former president in history to be convicted of a crime. On the ground for us is Mitch McCann.
Judge Juan Merchan upheld Donald Trump's conviction, but will not be sending him to jail, according to a memo released Friday afternoon in New York. Merchan wrote that a sentence of unconditional discharge would be the most viable solution, meaning Trump will not face a fine, incarceration, or probation. He also allowed the incoming president to attend the sentencing either in person or virtually. The case was delayed after Mr. Trump's election win in November, but on December 16, he lost a bid to have his conviction thrown out after a claim based on a Supreme Court decision that presidents cannot be prosecuted for official actions. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.